You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Very good morning to you, Crystal. Let's look at what's happening on the rest of the continent. And there it is. Remember that contested election in the DRC? Tshisekedi now in bed, effectively, with Kabila.
Good morning, Bongani. I think certainly initially I thought it was fake news, but we always knew that Joseph Kabila was never going to completely disappear from a political life in the DRC. But I didn't think he would make such a remarkable comeback. So now, according to a coalition agreement, Kabila will be part of the political life of the country and will also choose the next prime minister because his party won 322 of the 485 seats. So it effectively means they have the majority in the National Assembly. And it's been a month since President Tshisekedi has been in power, but he's not been able to do anything, Bongani, because he is powerless. And so now we see the two parties say they will form a common, they will be part of governing the country as part of a coalition because they need both parties to ensure that there's an effective government and governance in the country. And of course, the prime minister will be the leader of government and business. And so, of course, up until today, Bongani, we don't know who won what. We simply know from the Electoral Commission that Tshisekedi won, and of course Kabila's party won 322 seats. There's been no citing of that final list of who voted for what. And so, of course, Tshisekedi is desperate to run the country, but he needs Kabila to be part of that government.
Yeah.
We also now hear from Martin Fayulu, who's supposed to be sworn in as an MP. He refuses because he still believes that he's the legitimate president of the country. And of course, he's still, fighting that, which of course, I think we now know, the courts have said no, the African Union and all other regional bodies, including South Africa, says Tshisekedi is the president. So I think it's unlikely that Fayulu is going to get any meaningful engagement with the new DRC government.
Yeah, we'll see what happens to that one. Kenya and Somalia, they failed really to deal with this border row, have they?
Yes, in fact, the Ethiopian Prime Minister flew into Nairobi to lead this mediation talks between Nairobi and Somalia after that breakdown last month, and both parties basically cutting off diplomatic ties. And so, of course, Somalia wants for the International Court of Justice in The Hague to decide on that disputed water as opposed to Kenya's demand for an out-of-court settlement. So there was, in fact, no joint communique issued by the parties after the discussion. In fact, they only said that they will restore diplomatic ties, so both ambassadors will be heading back to their respective countries. Now, the International Court of Justice is considering a claim to decide on the maritime borders brought by Somalia in 2014. Now, what Somalia had done, they had already auctioned off these oil blocks, which of course irked Kenya, and that just caused some diplomatic row between the two. And so now, of course, we know for the region that these two countries cannot be enemies, Bongani. It's the fight against Al-Shabaab and terror. And if there is a bad relations between Somalia and Kenya, it means a bad relations for East Africa and for security in the region.
All right, we'll leave it there. Crystal Alderson with this morning's Africa Report.